Doctor Who, Smokescreen, written by Peter Graham, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 3.
What are you doing?
Setting up a tripwire in front of this door. When our cyber friends come through, they'll set off the explosive charge.
Where'd you get it?
Sergeant Harris always encourages us to keep a little explosive hidden about our person. Always remember to take your plastic, because you never know when you might need it. Right. Now I have to set the explosive.
Show me.
What?
I want to learn. I'm interested in that sort of thing.
You are full of surprises. Okay, we'll mould the plastic into this crevice, where the connecting pipe joins the tank.
I get it. The weakest point.
And the most confining shape. Now, I insert the detonator into the plastic.
Isn't it a bit dangerous now?
Not until I take off the safety. There, see it?
Oh yes, neat.
All that's left is to invite our friends to a party that's guaranteed to go out with a bang.
Seems pretty impressive. Is it supposed to make that noise?
It's armed itself.
That's bad, isn't it?
Only if you consider standing next to explosions to be bad.
Shouldn't we run for it?
No time. Our only chance is for me to disarm it before it blows.
Is it safe now?
Yes.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing, I checked it myself.
But...
my guess is that all this cyber hardware interfered with it. Here, give me a hand.
What are you going to do now?
Rig up a detonator that's a little less sophisticated. You've heard of a tripwire, I take it?
I do the talking.
I know.
Where do you think you two are going?
In order to search the fire control room for some escaped prisoners.
It's already been searched. Hang about. I don't remember seeing you before.
And I don't remember you. Want to make something of it?
Okay, keep your hair on. It's no skin off my backside if you want to waste your time. Bloody hell, where'd you get him from?
He's part of a new intake.
They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
If you like, I can arrange to have him transferred to your unit. Which is it?
No fear, mate. You keep him.
What an unpleasant chap.
That ought to keep them out for a while.
Now what?
Now, we have control of 17 warheads.
It'll only take the one.
Try three. At least that's what it took the last time I had to take out a Sigma ship.
Look, you're forgetting that the ship's shields have been remodulated to stabilise the rift. It won't be able to withstand the explosion of even one missile.
One it is, then. I've got it up on the scans. I just need to enter the security codes to activate the system. Pass me the code book, would you?
A code book?
They're usually kept over... No, I don't suppose it would be here, would it?
A slight miscalculation.
Try Sod's Law. We'll just have to try some numbers at random, I suppose. I mean, what else can we do?
Try... 8129.
How the hell did you know that?
Well, someone's written it in pencil on this console metalwork.
An unauthorized activation of the computer terminal in the databank room. Probability suggests it is the escaped humanoids. Send a combat patrol to recapture them. The missile has been launched from the Nagati ship. Calculations indicate its trajectory will take it to the rift. Activate the satellite's defenses and destroy it. Satellite laser cannon powering up. Activation in 12 seconds.
The combat patrol has reached the databank room.
Order them to proceed.
4 seconds. All computer functions have failed. Laser cannon power-up sequence terminated.
A serious fire has been reported in the vicinity of the databank room.
Order all available units to fight the fire.
Come on, tinheads, what are you waiting for?
There. They're going now.
Thank God for that. I'm starting to think they'd never leave.
They might come back yet. We should move.
Where to now?
The only way is up.
This is no time to break into song.
Huh?
Before your time, never mind.
Ah, shit!
It's Chang's pulse rifle. She must have dropped it here during the skirmish.
Maybe she still managed to get away.
Not without a rifle. Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay. Harris and I are unarmed. We won't give you any trouble.
Well, what are you waiting for? Shoot them!
You'll do no such thing!
But they're saboteurs. Probable agents of the Sigmar.
A subject I have a feeling you know a great deal about.
What do you mean, What exactly are you getting at?
Well, you seem very keen to keep us from reaching the Commodore earlier. And I'm sure it's not every day that somebody fronts up to you with information about a Sigmar base here on Decalia.
What?
Look, everyone. Impact in 6 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. It's gone. The rift's gone. Your plan worked, Harris.
Do you think they'll follow us?
It's a safe bet.
We'd better get going then.
Just a minute. How far do you reckon we've climbed? About 2/3, do you think?
I suppose. Why do you ask?
Chang's rifle has still got about 70% charge left.
You're not thinking of doing anything heroic, are you?
And waste all the effort I've put into staying alive? Not likely.
Then I don't understand.
I just thought we'd use it to demolish these stairs.
How?
It's a little trick we learned when we were short of explosives. If you jam the safety cut out there, then you short out the charging circuit. Eventually, the capacitor overloads and...
Yeah, I get the picture.
It's a procedure that was never encouraged.
Oh, it's not as dangerous as all your other stunts, is it?
No, it's just that pulse rifles are an expensive way to create a bang. And they sometimes explode prematurely.
And that's not dangerous?
It's not as dangerous, which is what you asked.
But still pretty bad.
Yeah. I'd say we should probably run like hell about now.
I don't suppose it'd be worth arguing the point.
Only if you don't really need your legs.
Run like hell it is, then.
A humanoid weapon. It is set to a self-destruct mode. Disarm it.
Looks like we got out of there just in time.
Do you think there are any other exits?
Probably. But with their computer system out, a major fire, and considerable structural collapse to contend with, I think they're going to have their hands pretty much full for a while.
That'll teach them to underestimate us.
Where to now?
Well, the Doctor and Harris were heading for the Legati ship. We may as well look for them there. What is it?
There's something different. Something missing. It's the rift. It's gone. What the hell's happened to it?
I don't know, but I'm willing to bet the Doctor has something to do with it.
I've just been in contact with the High Command. There's already a squadron on its way here.
You did a good job of persuading them.
No, I mean there was already a squadron on the way.
Already? Did they say why?
No, they were very evasive about it.
Sounds about right for the military.
This was different. There's something going on that I'm not being told about.
Well, I don't think there's anything you can do about it now. Tell me, what do you propose to do about your expedition?
I'm withdrawing it. And I've ordered all the data on cyber technology destroyed.
Wasn't that a bit hasty? I mean, couldn't there be something that we could use against them?
Oh, I doubt that. They've been too thorough. Besides, given the nature of humanoid life forms, it's better that the temptation to augment themselves didn't exist.
Security here, sir.
Yes, what is it?
There's been an explosion in the northwest of the city.
Put it on screen.
It looks like one of the buildings has collapsed. But there's something moving. There in the foreground.
Security, zoom in on that movement, would you?
Yes, sir.
It's Taylor.
And Guy!
Security, arrange some transportation to collect those people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and make sure Hearn has nothing to do with it.
Of course, sir.
This is positively disturbing. Still, at least we now know that destroying the data was the right thing to do.
This new information should vindicate you completely. I must say, I do tend to get a tingly feeling when bureaucracy doesn't stand in the way of sound moral judgment.
All of you, stay where you are.
Hearn, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, it's obvious, isn't it?
I'm taking command of this ship.
You scoundrel! This is mutiny! I should have had you clapped in irons when I had the chance!
Well, you didn't, and now you can't. Besides, this isn't a mutiny. It's a transfer of command, just not as formal as most.
There's not a lot of point to this venture, you know. There's a naval squadron on its way here.
I know. I've been in regular touch with them.
What? So there was a conspiracy.
I think this might have something to do with what we were discussing earlier, Commodore.
The military being especially evasive, you mean?
Exactly.
I'm sure this friendly chat's all very interesting, but it might save time if I could make a formal announcement. As of noon today, the civilian government of the Legati was dissolved by the order of the High Command. The High Command will assume the responsibility for running of the internal and external affairs of the Legati people. Then there's a load of routine stuff about it being conduct the war effectively, how everyone should stay calm, yada yada yada.
It all has a depressingly familiar ring to it. And it makes about as much rational sense as shooting your opponents at a sporting event.
The military takeover is no more legal than yours is, and I intend to oppose them both.
Whether you like it or not, Commodore, you've been removed from command, which leaves me to take the position.
You'll find it's not as easy as all that, Hearn.
I must say, this all strikes me as a bit too coincidental. Tell me, Hearn, did the High Command know you were working for the Sigma?
Of course they did. Double agents are as old as war itself. I was one of the first to be captured. The Sigma gave me a choice. Be augmented there and then...
We'll work from them and get the Legati to adopt the cyber technology.
Exactly. If I am to be augmented, then why not as part of an augmented Legati race? A race which could fight the Sigma on their own terms.
It's just the problem. You would have lived and died on their terms. There wouldn't be a Legati race anymore. You'd have become assimilated into the cyber block, just another pawn in an ever-expanding race of cybernetic clones.
You do me no credit, Doctor. I don't lack foresight. I could see their attitude coming from 30 paces. We'll use the Sigma technology to enhance ourselves completely independent of them and go on to win this war. And for what it's worth, High Command has already sanctioned the plan.
Hearn, what the Doctor says is true. Taylor's obtained the evidence that proves it. Stop this madness before it's too late.
Oh yes, the data. That might complicate things. I'll take it off your hands, relieve you of the responsibility of keeping it secure.
How dare you? Do you think that I give it up so easily?
I'm afraid you have no choice.
Here you are.
It won't do you any good. I've already ordered the cyber technology data destroyed.
I transmitted a copy of it to High Command several hours ago, and in 3 hours, a squadron of Legati ships will be here to command the Sigma base out of existence. By then, Mr. Kemp, I suggest that you and your human friends here vacate this planet.
Armed Legati freighter, Enter Class Series 4. Upload completed. Tactical entry point via landing strut, Chamber 4. Legati perimeter defense procedures. Greatest probability of undetected entry at point of liftoff. Engine output comparison. Identify and mark 0.6 seconds from liftoff.
Hey, Guy, why all the fond farewells?
What? Hang on! Hang
Something's on. Got him excited. Hang on. That's the first time I've heard you laugh in a long time.
I'm just remembering there's a lot more to life than fight.
Didn't you see him?
See who?
That chap who nearly got left behind. The one who had to jump onto the undercarriage just as the ship took off. Do you think he'll be all right? Did you see him, Doctor?
See who?
Oh!
Guy seems to think someone nearly got left behind when the ship took off.
I wonder...
What? You don't think it might have been?
It's just possible that some old scores are about to be settled.
I hadn't thought of that.
Commodore?
Yes?
I thought you might like this.
The data crystal!
Well, one of several copies I made.
You sly old dog, you!
I've had nicer compliments.
This is wonderful. Now I can lead an effective opposition and arrange for meaningful research into a treatment for the Ravage.
Sir?
Yes?
Can you pilot a shuttle?
I hold a Class 1 certification.
Really? Well, we're looking for a pilot. You couldn't fly ours for us, could you?
Come on, Guy. It's time we were going.
Our smokescreen's been blown away, hasn't it?
Along with one or two others, yes. Let's go back to the TARDIS.
I hope they make it home okay.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They're very resourceful people.
Do you think we made a difference?
Well, we exposed the Sigma for what they really are.
But it still looks as if they're going to get what they wanted. The assimilation of the Legati.
Not all of them, and not on their own terms. The rest of the galaxy will be onto them now, so they won't find it so easy to make progress. There is one thing that worries me, though.
What's that?
When we collapse the rift.
Yes.
Well, what if there are any cyberships en route inside it? I mean, what points in time and space will they appear?
You know what your trouble is?
What?
You worry too much.
Configuration as anticipated. Cargo hold empty.
What's going on out there? No, it's impossible.
Target acquired. Destroy.
Keep away. Keep away.
No!
In Smokescreen Part 3, the Doctor was played by Matthew Capelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Taylor Michelle Ladley, Harris Owen Spratley, Commodore Kemp David Hutchinson, Hearn David Nagel, Security Guard Rosalind Graham, and Cyberman voices were by Matthew Capelke and David Hutchinson. Smokescreen was written by Peter Graham, the production secretary was David Hutchinson, the script editor was Vitol Tietze, title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra, incidental music was by Chris Thompson, post-production was by Matthew Capelke. Smokescreen was produced and directed by Matthew Capelke. Copyright 2001, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.